Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Wednesday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Mark, are you ready with the Star Chamber thing? I don't know if you've had enough time to prep this.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Star Chamber. It sounds to me like a planetarium. It sounds to me like somewhere you get in, it's all dark, you sit back, you look up at the screen, the curved planetarium screen, watch a laser light show. Star Chamber sound like fun.
It does sound like fun, but it's not going to be.
Uh-oh.
What is all this about?
A draft Bush administration plan for special military courts seeks to expand the reach and authority of such commissions to include trials. For the first time, people who are members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban who are not directly involved in acts of international terrorism. This is according to officials familiar with the proposal.
Who? People who are Al-Qaeda?
No, not Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
Or Taliban. So they don't have to be Al-Qaeda or Taliban. They just have to be called terrorists.
Okay, got it.
The plan, which would replace a military trial system ruled illegal by the Supreme Court in June, would also allow the Secretary of Defense to add crimes at will to those under the military court's jurisdiction. So these aren't military people that will be tried under a military court. The two provisions would be likely to put more individuals than previously expected before military juries, officials and independent experts said. The draft proposed legislation, I don't know why they use this term, draft proposed legislation, set to be discussed at two Senate hearings today, is controversial inside and outside the administration because defendants would be denied many protections guaranteed by the civilian and traditional military criminal justice system.
Let me see if I understand this so far. They basically have said that these military tribunals that they've been talking about right. giving to people like Jose Padilla and other individuals like that, they're not constitutional. They're not going to pass muster. So we need to pass a law in order to create a star chamber mm-hmm. for people to, for essentially to make this legal, to make right. this idea of a military tribunal completely legal in America.
Just to confuse the situation, because even if it's legal, it's still unconstitutional, and then it's going to have to go further.
Sure, everything they do is unconstitutional. So, I mean, that's par for the course.
Under the proposed procedures, defendants would lack rights to confront accusers. You got to listen to this, Lestian. It's crazy.
Right. Now, let me get the, I think it's the Fifth Amendment. Is this the Fifth Amendment?
I believe so.
Amendment yeah. 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising from in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject to the same offense twice, be put in jeopardy for life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken without public use or for public use without just compensation. Actually, Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial.
Mm-hmm.
By an impartial jury of the state, not a military jury, and a district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law and informed of the nature and cause of the accusations to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel. So right there in Amendment 6, it says that you are to be able to confront the witnesses that want to trash talk you. The witnesses that have something to say about you, you are to know who they are, and you are to be able to question them.
Well, we're not going to do that crap here in these star chambers.
Next,
exclude hearsay accusations. So they lack the right to exclude hearsay accusation or bar evidence obtained through rough or coercive interrogations. They would not be guaranteed a public or speedy trial, and which you know Jose Padilla would have. He's not getting any.
He's still waiting.
Speedy trial and would lack the right to choose their military counsel, who in turn would not be guaranteed equal access to evidence held by prosecutors. So the counsel doesn't get equal access as the prosecutors do to this.
This is crazy.
Here's my favorite one. Detainees would also not be guaranteed the right to be present at their own trials.
Oh, my God.
If their absence is deemed necessary to protect national security or individuals. An early draft.
Yeah, we can't let you into the courtroom. You might send a message to the terrorists.
Mm-hmm. An early draft of the new measure prepared by civilian political appointees and leaked to the media last week has been modified in response to criticism from uniformed military lawyers. The military-related lawyers think this is crazy.
Yes, good for them.
Okay, but the provisions allowing a future expansion of the courts to cover new crimes and more prisoners were retained, according to government officials familiar with the deliberations. Military lawyers received the draft after the rest of the government had already agreed on it.
Is this an Onion article?
No, no, I'm afraid not. This is a, Washington Post staff writer Jeffrey Smith.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was Raw Story or something like that. This is for real.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
So we're talking about multiple violations of the Bill of Rights. A document that is, we've already said before that the Constitution's pretty much a dead letter on Free Talk Live. I mean, the government basically laughs at the U.S. Constitution. It's just, at most today, it serves as a minor little crack in the road, something that might prevent a few things from being passed. But now we're talking about totally overriding the Fifth and Sixth Amendments here.
Absolutely. For people that are labeled terrorists only.
Right. People, are there more details?
Oh, there's a whole bunch
okay.
of this goes on.
Because I've got someone who's been labeled a terrorist here recently. We'll talk about him in a moment.
Okay. They were, the military lawyers themselves objected in particular to provisions allowing defendants to be tried in absentia, said the official.
Really?
Well, somebody's objecting to this. It's great, said the official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Doesn't want to stand up for anything like the Constitution because he was not authorized to describe the deliberations. I mean, he won't even say his name. The Constitution allows you to confront your accusers.
Yeah.
That means you're allowed to be at your own darn trial. It's crazy. And this guy's too scared to even stand up and say his
name. Scared. Well, he's scared because there's going to be retribution. If he comes out publicly, he'll be demoted.
Yep.
Well, if not worse.
Another source in contact with top military lawyers said, their initial impression is that the draft was unacceptable and sloppy. The source added that...
tighten it up. Take away some more freedom.
Right. Did not have enough due process rights and could further tarnish America's image. The military...
Can we be much more tarnished at this point?
The military lawyers... nonetheless supported extending the jurisdiction of the commissions to cover those accused of joining or associating with terrorist groups engaged in anti-U.S. hostilities and of committing or aiding hostile acts by such groups, whether or not they are part of Al-Qaeda or, any other terrorist group, two officials said.
Okay.
Some independent experts said the new procedures diverge inappropriately from existing criminal procedures and provide no protections, no more protections than the ones struck down by the Supreme Court as inadequate. Yes, I think they provide less.
Mm-hmm.
John D. Hudson, the Navy's top uniformed lawyer from 1997 to 2000, said the rules would evidently allow the government to tell a prisoner, you're going to love this, this is great, we know you're guilty. We can't tell you why, but there's a guy, and we can't tell you who told us something, and we can't tell you what. But you're guilty.
And you're not going to be there to see the trial.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Bruce Fine, a associate deputy...
Hey, we're protecting America here, Mark. We've got to take extreme steps. Everything changed after 9/11.
Apparently, everything did change. And I hope that it doesn't change on whoever says that's children. I hope that they're not, for whatever reason, labeled a terrorist. Maybe it's because they've decided to label drug dealers terrorists or whatever.
Or maybe they had a laser pointer and pointed it at a helicopter. Mm. Give me some more details and we'll talk about this guy.
Okay. Some independent experts say the new procedures... Bruce Fine, an associate deputy attorney general during the Reagan administration, said after reviewing the leaked draft that the theme of the government seems to be they're guilty anyway, and therefore due process can be slighted.
With these procedures,
Fine said, there's a real danger of getting the wrong verdict.
Really?
That would...
It's not a fair trial.
Yeah. It would let a lower echelon detainee rot for 30 years in Guantanamo because of evidence contrived by personal enemies.
Mm-hmm.
The provisions are closely modeled on earlier plans for military commissions, which the Supreme Court ruled illegal 2 months ago in a case brought by these guys down in Guantanamo. It's not evident why the danger posed by international terrorism, considerable though it is, should require, in the case of Hamad, any variance from the court's martial rule.
Hell no! If you've got evidence that somebody is a terrorist, bring it out for everyone to see. Show it to the world. That way we can look better and say, hey, this guy's really a terrorist. Here's how he did it, or he was planning on doing it. And what they're talking about is completely destroying America. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you. You just go and download them. There's no membership fee, no jumping through any hoops or anything like that. You just go and get them from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. That's right, an entire year's worth of the show for free. freetalklive.com. Well, if you needed a... if you were sitting on the fence and you were waiting for a reason to join the Free State Project, I can't think of a better one than what we're talking about right now. Mark, just to recap here, from the Washington Post, somewhat of a credible news agency.
Yeah, I've heard of them before.
There's apparently a bill, some sort of draft legislation.
Draft legislation put out by the White House.
It's being proposed, by the executive branch. I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah, the Bush administration has a proposal out to create these star chambers for trials for people that it alleges are terrorists and a disgrace to the traditions of liberty that Americans hold dear.
Right, so all they have to do is allege that you're a terrorist, you get arrested by the military, thrown into a brig somewhere, eventually they have a star chamber trial for you, which is a totally military trial where none of the normal constitutional Bill of Rights protections apply.
Right, like a lack of right to confront your accuser, exclude hearsay accusations, bar evidence obtained through rough or coercive interrogations, that you wouldn't be even guaranteed a public or speedy trial, and you wouldn't even be guaranteed that you would be there.
How do you even testify if you can't be there?
You don't.
Who cares?
They have all the evidence they need. Whatever it is, we won't get to see it because it's not open to the public.
So much for innocent until proven guilty.
We're not going to find out whether a person's guilty or not. We're going to find out whether or not the administration or whomever it is wants to see them go to jail. Because once they decide they want to see you, you're a terrorist, and they want to see you go to jail, with these kind of rules, you're going. And you're going to be there as long as they want to keep you.
Is there anybody within the sound of my voice right now that thinks this is a good idea? 1-800-259-9231.
The last little fact out of this that I wanted to mention is that if they decide to give you the death penalty, then and you've been found guilty, then 5 out of the 7 people sitting on your 5 of the 7 jurors must agree that you should get the death penalty. Less than half of the jurors have to decide that you get the death penalty in order for you to get it.
Now, who are the jurors in a military trial?
You know, I don't know enough about this. This is the only description in the whole thing about how these trials will be set up. I always thought it was 3 high-ranking officers was how a military trial was done. But, you know, what do I know? It's TV. And
well, this isn't a military trial. It's a star chamber.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be anyone.
This is so crazy. This is just insanity. It's going on right now. This is America. This is supposed to be the land of the free. This is supposed to be a place where our judicial system was radically different. One of the purposes of the Fifth and Sixth Amendments was to guarantee you a right to a speedy trial, the ability to confront the witnesses against you.
What happened to these people? What happened to the people, our founding fathers, that put these words together to protect our freedoms? What happened to those people in our government? Because the people that are proposing this draft legislation...
These are monsters.
They are monsters. They're absolutely people that are, abhor freedom. They don't want anything like that. They don't care about the rights of people. They just want to make sure that the government churns along.
Do you want protection from terrorism?
I want protection from these crazy people.
There's terrorists out there on the loose.
I think the terrorists. I believe that the terrorists
are the one writing this.
The terrorists. Whoever wrote this is a terrorist.
We got to catch the terrorists and we got to put them in a star chamber.
I guess so.
Yeah, look. You don't want to have a bomb blow up in your house, do you?
This
is going to protect you.
This harms every American. A bomb's going to harm 4 or 5.
It's a different world. Everything changed on 9/11.
Apparently it did.
It's all different now. Now, this is still the land of the free. Just don't be a terrorist. That's all. That's all I'm saying. 800-259-92. I mean, what kind of nutball could possibly support this?
I don't know.
Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Howdy. Hey, if they instill this and activate these star chambers and tribunals, do you think they're going to let your free state exist?
Man.
I don't care.
What we need is a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb, man. That's the only thing they listen to. Like the guy in North Korea, he could do whatever he wants because he's got a couple of thermonuclears.
Yeah.
If you don't have one of them, you don't play the game.
Yeah.
You're not in the game.
Do you know anybody? I mean, Dave, do you know anybody that would support an idea like this?
Only anybody that wants to grab hold of power and instill stuff that's un-American.
What do we do? What do we do if this comes to be?
Well,
what do we do as Americans?
You got to tear down the Bastille brick by brick.
It's going to be time to take to the streets, I think.
Oh, that's what I mean. The Bastille, whatever, over there in France.
Right, storming the Bastille.
They took it down brick by brick.
This is
disappointing. That's what we got to do.
It's going insane. This country is going insane, Dave. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He says that, well, do we think the Free State Project could make it? Absolutely. I mean, what other chance do we have?
Right.
It either makes it or we're going to die trying. Or we're going to leave and go to Costa Rica.
At this point, you and I, we host every 6 nights a week, and we've thrown our whole livelihoods into a radio show that's based entirely on freedom. I don't know about you. I don't really know how to do one that's not the way this one is.
Yeah.
So
what else is relevant? There's nothing else relevant to talk about. I don't want to talk about Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson, all the crap that you see on the airwaves today, on television and in the newspapers and on the front covers of magazines. This is relevant. What's relevant is our freedoms being stolen from us by this so-called, this government that's supposed to be protecting us. They're not protecting anybody. They're protecting their own power, and they're ensuring that they continue to be powerful on into the future. That's all they're doing. And I don't believe it's salvageable at this point. I really don't. I can't imagine how you could possibly salvage this federal government and bring it back to its constitutional starting point.
Well,
this is insane.
I think that there's... I think that's a possibility, but I think it's
gonna remote at best.
It's going to require people... acting for liberty and doing it in a thinking manner. I think the way to do that is the Free State Project and showing everyone that it works.
Well, okay, and as I said at the beginning of this segment, if you needed a reason, if you were sitting on the fence about the Free State Project, not only is this a reason why you need to get involved in the Free State Project, that is, if you care about freedom and liberty, if you're one of the people that actually supports this crazy Star Chamber idea, then please stay away from the Free State. But if you actually care about getting back to freedom and liberty in America, you should go to freestateproject.org because, well, we are brought to you by the Free State Project, and we're also brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. So there's two different pledges you can take with the Free State Project. There's the regular pledge that says that you're going to move to the Free State after they reach 20,000 members. We're over 7,000 at this point,
right.
So not quite halfway there. But after we reach 20,000 members, there'll be a five-year window in which everyone has to move to the Free State. That's the default regular sign-up option. But then there's also the Free State Project First 1,000 pledge that says that, you know what, liberty's so important to me, I'm going to go now. I'm leaving within the next 3 years before, so by the end of 2008, by the end of 2008, I'm going to the Free State because it's time to do something now. If you're ready to take action, then go to freestateproject.org and get signed up for the First 1,000 Pledge. This is crazy.
It's the only answer as far as I can tell. That's it.
They're talking about totally destroying the freedoms that we have in this country. They've been destroying the freedoms, and this is just yet another step on the way down to the police state. All right, I've got something to lighten things up, plus Steve in Minnesota's on the line. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Lasagna, Sophia Loren, and Roman souvenirs are treasured Italian exports. But a little gift from Alessandro Volta in 1800 still charges the automotive world today. More about the battery when I come back.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfinditshop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfinditshop.com.
Cappuccino is not the steamiest thing to come from Italy. Because back in 1800, Alessandro Volta invented a real powerhouse, the battery. Although the term was coined by our own Benjamin Franklin, it was Volta who created the contraption of alternating discs of zinc and copper, sandwiched in between cardboard pieces soaked in brine, that proved to be the first practical way of generating electricity. Begun while he was a professor of physics, Volta's legacy lives on through the term volt, which is the unit of measure of a battery's electromotive force. Now that's Italian. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Right now we're talking about one of the scariest ideas to come across my desk here within the last couple of years, the idea of creating a star chamber. No, it's not a planetarium. It's something where it's essentially a military tribunal where people who are accused of so-called terrorism in the United States will have their trials, meaning that they will not have access to the attorney of their choice. They will have an assigned military attorney. They will not be able to confront the witnesses that are against them. In fact, they won't necessarily even be able to attend their own trials. There's more details. It's really disturbing, Mark. I know you're going to post the link on our bulletin board system.
Just got done.
At freetalklive.com for you to get
under
the details.
Under the issues section.
The details yourself. I want to know if there's anybody out there that thinks that this is appropriate. That can somehow make an excuse for flushing the Fifth and Sixth Amendment protections, the right to speedy trials and all that stuff that we are supposed to have in this country, to flush it down the drain. 1-800-259-9231 if you support the idea of the Star Chamber Military Tribunal concept. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you need to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I mentioned the bulletin board system, which is cool on its own, but we also have a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's a section of our website that allows you, the listeners, to completely control the content. There's over 700 pages that have been created by you. You can go in, modify something that you might think is wrong, you can change it, but so can everyone else. So
yeah, it's a great tool to have, and it's great to check out. I mean, if you go on it, I think you'll be overwhelmed with some of the information on there.
There's a lot of information.
Yeah, there is.
And it was all created by the listeners. So wiki.freetalklive.com, like everything else on our site, it's totally free. Again, wiki.freetalklive.com. I'm so disturbed by this.
It's appalling.
By the way, it's
amazing to me.
Well, we got to go to the phones because Steve is on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Good evening.
Hey.
Hey. When you guys were talking about this, something came to mind, and it happened back in the 70s with four Irish people and their family. They were called the Gilded Four, I think, if I am correct or not, but. You know, they were put on trial in a public court, you know, the police and the military arrested them and their families and stuff. But they all spent time in jail, and the only happy thing about it was they got out, 15 years later?
Mm. What were they accused of doing?
They were accused of bombing a pub in London.
And you're saying that, this happened in America where they were arrested?
No, this happened in London.
Okay, so they were accused of bombing a pub in London. They were arrested, held for 15 years. Did you say there was a trial?
Yes, there was, but they were basically already accused of being guilty anyways.
They were already guiltily accused, okay.
Right.
So,
does Britain claim to have the same protections that the United States does?
What's that?
Does Britain, the United Kingdom, do they even claim to have right to speedy trial? Do they have the right to confront accusers? Does all that stuff exist over there?
As far as I know, no.
Okay, well, then I don't know if that's really news, but it's interesting.
It's just kind of, the relation to it. It is sick.
It really is. It's amazing that this is even being bantied about in America, although I suppose I shouldn't be surprised.
I'm surprised nobody's standing up, with pitchforks and stuff, going to the White House and demanding that this bill not even...
But nobody reads, the news. Nobody pays any attention to important issues. I mean, look at... If you go to Yahoo News, has a most popular stories feature. So you can go and you can see what are the most popular stories in the news.
Britney Spears is pregnant,
Britney Spears. Now it's Pamela and Kid Rock getting married. That's what Americans care about. Steve, thanks for the call. Go get that phone call. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's what people care about. Britney Spears, Pamela got married in St. Tropez. Whoop-dee-doo. Well, it looks like Tropez. That's how I'm going to pronounce it.
I was wondering where
that
was.
Let's go to Will in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Well, thank you, and this is a great opportunity to spread some information. I believe that we're already under treasonous law because of the fact the Admiralty flag is flown in the courtrooms, which has a gold fringe around it. Mm-hmm. When you define it in the law dictionary, that's a military flag that has no statutory jurisdiction.
Right. Well, we've heard these things before. What are you going to do about it?
Well, what I've heard you can do, I try to stay out of getting in trouble with the law myself and obey the laws. But when you're behind, as long as you don't violate someone's person or someone's property, they really don't have jurisdiction from what I understand.
But have guns, Will.
Well, you behave yourself, and you take your ticket, and you go to court,
mm-hmm.
and from behind the pearly gate or the wooden fence, when they announce your name, you introduce yourself and announce to the judge, I bar in coram non judici. And what that says is you have no jurisdiction unless I violated someone.
Well, what's going to prevent the judge from laughing at you and saying, contempt of court, you're going to jail?
And that's all up to the judge. Some judges are very decent people that believe in the Constitution and actually fly a United States flag, and then you got to face them. But when they're flying the Admiralty flag, that's the plea they don't tell you about. And the court clerks,
I've heard these stories before, and I've yet to actually see anything tangible about it actually working for anyone. But if you ever come up with anything like that, post it on our BBS. We'd really be interested. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Essentially, what he's saying is that there's a conspiracy and that they've got a different flag in some courtrooms. This Admiralty flag has, what did he say, a gold trim?
Gold fringe.
So he says that, you can tell the difference between the imposter courtrooms and the real courtrooms by looking at the flag that's sitting behind the judge. I mean, why all the secrecy? Why would they even show you what's going on?
Yeah, and if it's a good judge, why would he even allow other judges to fly Admiralty flags?
There are a lot of questions that are unanswered about that, and it's just one of those patriot speculations out there that makes people sound like they really know what they're talking about. But good luck trying that in a court of law. I mean, regardless of whether or not the court is real or not, good luck trying that. Ah, sir, your flag is not correct. I'm going to utter some Latin phrase at you, and I expect to be able to walk out of this courtroom.
It doesn't seem likely, but,
maybe this 19-year-old man can try this out. New York, a 19-year-old man arrested after authorities said he shined a laser pointer at a police helicopter. The bright green laser beam beamed into the cockpit on Monday night, temporarily blinding the officers in the helicopter. Police arrested Anthony Pep a short time later and charged him with reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a weapon.
Wait a minute. They're considering the laser beam to be a weapon?
I don't know. Maybe he had a weapon with him at the time. I'm not sure.
Okay.
In December,
well, you could blind somebody with that.
With the laser pointer thing?
Yeah. In December, a Patterson, New Jersey man was charged with shining a laser pointer into the cockpit of a hovering news copter. Pedro Vega was charged with a variety of offenses, including interference with transportation and assault, after authorities said he beamed the laser pointer into the cockpit of a WNBC television copter. And back in November, David Benash of Parsippany, New Jersey, who had flashed a laser pointer at a commercial airplane, pleaded guilty to violating a section of the USA Patriot Act involving interfering with pilots of a passenger aircraft. Now, this guy in New York and the other guy in New Jersey haven't been charged with Patriot Act crimes yet, but they did charge the other dude with a Patriot Act crime for doing the exact same thing.
To a passenger plane.
That was a commercial plane.
There's a difference between the NBC helicopter and a passenger plane.
But you're blinding the pilot in either case.
Understood. I'm just saying that.
They claimed the laser temporarily blinded the two pilots, and they couldn't see their flight instruments. So it wouldn't seem to matter to me what the payload of the cargo is. So I don't agree with flashing laser lights into planes. I'm not for that. But I don't think it's a terrorist action. I don't think it deserves terrorism charges, so what I'm suggesting is that this guy might find himself in a star chamber someday.
Yeah,
very well could. And does it state anywhere as to why this 19-year-old was flashing the laser pointer at the helicopter?
Maybe he doesn't like the NYPD. I don't know. But the idea here is that they could make all kinds of innocuous crimes, crimes that are just normally somebody, a violent, I mean, when I say innocuous, I mean just a crime with a victim. That's all. Not anybody planning to plotting to blow up a building or anything like that. They could easily slap terrorism on all kinds of different things.
Sure could.
You're terrorizing the neighborhood with your toilet papering these trees, children. You're going
to the star chamber.
1-800-259-9231.
Parents will never see you again.
800-259-9231. All right, I said I got something to lighten things up, and that is on the way. And I think you'll enjoy it. This is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. We give away a year's worth of archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, Bulletin Board System, Wiki, and more. It's all free. Now, in return, we ask that you shop with us. We've got a little agreement with our friends over at Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products. Everything from DVDs to books to baby stuff, camping supplies, sporting goods. I mean, office products, it's all there. And their brand new grocery, which is now open. But what we want you to do is enter through our website. What you do is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Then anything you buy, we'll get a percentage of. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. So the prices stay the same, still the same great Amazon rates. Plus, you get the same great free Super Saver shipping deals on most of their products. It's still an awesome shopping experience. It's just that a percentage goes to us for sending them the business. So amazon.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you want to your door, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Really, what could be better? All right, so I said I was going to lighten things up. We talked about the Star Chamber and this crazy idea that the U.S. government is bantying about now, and it's probably not far from actually happening, where they're going to be throwing people that have been accused of terrorism into military tribunals to where they're not public trials, and we went down this laundry list of just constitutional violation after constitutional violation. That's pretty depressing stuff. But we don't always talk about bad stuff on Free Talk Live. So, to lighten things up, from The Onion, Washington, D.C., the headline, Bush grants self permission to grant more power to self. In a decisive 1-0 decision on Monday, President Bush voted to grant the president the constitutional power to grant himself additional powers.
1-0, huh?
Quote, as president, I strongly believe that it's my first duty as president is to support and serve the president. Bush said from during a televised address from the East Room of the White House shortly after his signing of the executive order, quote, I promise the American people that I will not abuse this new power unless it becomes necessary to grant myself the power to do so at a later time. The Presidential Empowerment Act, which the president hand-drafted on his own Oval Office stationery and promptly signed into law, provides Bush with the full authority to permit himself to authorize increased jurisdiction over the three branches of the federal government, provided that the president considers it in his best interest to do so. Quote, in a time of war, the president must have the power he needs to make tough decisions, including, if need be, the decision to grant himself even more power. To do otherwise would be playing into the hands of our enemies.
Himself is the enemies.
And it's all under due process of the law as I see it. In addition, the president reserves the right to overturn any decision to allow himself to increase his power by using the line item veto, which in turn may only be overruled by the president. Senior administration officials lauded Bush's decision, saying that the current presidential powers over presidential power were far too limited. According to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, quote, previously the president only had the power to petition Congress to allow him to grant himself the power to grant more power to himself. Now, the president can grant himself the power to interpret new laws however he sees fit, then use that power to interpret a law in such a manner that it in turn grants him increased power.
I don't have any idea what this does anymore.
In addition to a proviso in the 12th provision of the new law, permits Bush the authority to waive the need for any presidential authorization of power in a case concerning national security, although legal experts suggest it would be little exercised. Despite the president's new powers, the role of Congress and the Supreme Court has not been overlooked. Under the new law, both enjoy the newly broadened ability to grant the president the authority to increase his presidential powers.
But
we've got to have checks and balances, you know.
Everybody has to be able to grant the president more power.
We actually don't know who wrote it. The Onion editorial staff is usually responsible for this.
This is perfect.
Representative John Cornyn from Texas said, quote, "This gives the president the tools he needs to ensure that the president has all the necessary tools to expedite what needs to be done unfettered by presidential restrictions on himself. It is long overdue." So public response to the new law has been limited.
It does sound like the crap the press puts out whenever something like this comes along. You know, instead of screeching like harpies like they should be whenever something terrible like this happens, like the Star Chamber thing we just read.
They just report on it. Oh, well, that's what they said. And this is what they said.
Here you go.
Here, Alberto Gonzalez. He knows the law. He's saying it's okay. Must be okay.
We'll quote him. We all sat in the same room with him, and none of us jumped up and stabbed him in the eye with our pens.
This Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says, quote, "This is a clear case of President Bush having carte blanche to increase himself complete discretion, to grant himself complete discretion to enact laws to increase his power. The only thing we can do now is withhold our ability to grant him more authority to grant himself more power." "Unless he authorizes himself to strip us of that power," Reid added. Despite criticism, Bush took his first official action under the new law Tuesday, signing an executive order ordering that the chief executive be able to order more executive orders. In addition, Republicans fearful that the president's new power undermines their ability to grant him power have proposed a new law that would allow senators to permit him to grant himself power with or without presidential approval.
I don't even understand.
You know, as absurd as this all sounds, and we know how humorous this is, I wouldn't put it past Bush to try to do something like this anyway.
He doesn't have to do that, though. See, they are making fun, but in reality, he doesn't have to do something like this. He just does what he wants.
What?
He just signs what he wants. He puts his signing statements on the bills that he doesn't like to interpret them in the way he wants to interpret them, and then he comes out and talks to the media and says, "I'm the decider. I can do these things, but my Alberto Gonzalez says I can. What you gonna do about it, America? What you gonna do?"
Well, he doesn't quite goad us quite
he
that
might
much,
as well.
But
what are we gonna do?
Well, I mean, we elected him.
Wouldn't take well to being goaded, I can tell you that. But you know, he does smile and say, "Well, you got terrorism. Gonna work hard. You know, all that stuff that he says." And
I'm trying to help America.
And
people fall for it.
They sure do.
The world changed after 9/11.
God.
To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jim in Kansas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Yes, concerning the court system.
Okay.
Yes, Jim.
This is going to be terribly oversimplified, but we don't have 6 hours to talk it over. So
that's true. We certainly don't.
In basic, here's what happened. In 1913, a group of bankers, primarily from England, through their operatives, got the Federal Reserve Act through.
Okay, that much is true.
Okay, now, in the next 20 years, they had loaned enough money to America that in 1933, and it's in the congressional record, America was bankrupt.
Okay.
Now, what happens when a corporation borrows a bunch of money, can't make it? The bankers take over as a receivership. Right,
they take all their stuff.
Well, that's exactly what they did to America.
Okay.
Now, government had pledged all the property and so on and so forth, the roads and the forests and you name it, and they took it all over as a receivership, and they run it now, since that time, under a corporate rule.
Okay.
Now, why is it that we have things like presidents and Supreme Courts and all that?
Because they are board of directors on the corporation.
Okay.
For the corporation itself.
So the president is? Who's the board of directors? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Now, well, there's several of them, but the president is one of them.
Okay.
But most of them are foreign bankers.
Okay, and the point of it being a corporation, so it wasn't a corporation before, but you're saying after 1933, the government became a corporation?
Basically, yes.
because it became bankrupt.
That's why they can ignore the Constitution, and that's also why they can take an oath to support the Constitution. Because
now, wait a second. They ignored the Constitution when Lincoln attacked the South. Ignoring the Constitution is anything new.
But as far as running the country, totally, as a corporation, that gave them the right to do that.
So, it's all very interesting, and we've heard it before. What's the relevance of this? Are you expecting to convince most Americans of this idea? Because it seems like a difficult task.
The relevance is they can do anything they want to in the court.
We know that. I mean, they do anything they want to.
Yeah, they're doing it already.
They're creating star chambers now. It's just insanity.
Now, also look at civic organizations. VFW to the, all that. They're all incorporated.
It's true. Corporations are a file folder that the government has created to allow people to shield themselves, the people who are in charge of these corporations, to shield themselves from legal lawsuits and bad things from happening to them. So corporations are definitely a bad idea.
On the surface, it sounds good. But when you really get to analyzing it, it's not. Cities are all incorporated.
That's true.
In most of the small towns, there's a few small towns that will have a sign, unincorporated. Because they are not under government rule.
Got it.
A city doesn't do what they want. A city does what they're allowed to do.
Can a city unincorporate itself?
For example, I'm a VFW member in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas just recently made a law 3 years ago that under the 501c3, we used to be tax exempt on everything we bought and everything we sold, right?
That's not the VFW, right?
Not so anymore. They went back on us 3 years, and it cost us $800.
Wow.
Pay,
how can they do that on a 501c3 corp? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the 501c3 is no longer valid. Other than
there's
buying
no such
a new
thing as a not-for-profit?
We're no longer not-for-profit.
The reason they could change it on you is because you're a corporation, which means you'll follow whatever rules
they
put out. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. The answer is to not incorporate and just do business. Hour 3 on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.